Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Hey, Jeremy Reindeer Kid. It's LB. What's up with the Windshield Kid? Windshield doesn't exist. And Nibble in Saskatchewan Kid. It was always cold.
On WAAF.
I mean, I tend to side with you when you complain about people who are whining about the real feel temperature and stuff. But yesterday was, it was the coldest day I can remember in a long time. Yeah. I mean, if you were out with exposed skin for more than 10 minutes, it was freezing yesterday.
Pumping gas yesterday was hellish.
Single digits.
Even though the Corolla only has like a 2-gallon tank.
Yes.
Still, it was just painful.
And so it is going to warm up today. We'll get a legitimate forecast from Jeremy in a few moments, but it's going to get into the 20s today, which will feel like it's in the 70s. And as I mentioned, by Thursday, they're talking about it. It's going to be close to 50. So,
nice.
All right. Now for you here on the Hillman Morning Show, the very best Hillmail voicemail messages you have left over the previous few days.
Friday, 6:55 a.m.
Dun 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 dun. Good afternoon and welcome to this broadcast of the Millennial Olympics. The Olympic jewel will be carried into the arena by one Lyndon Byers. And here he comes. He's on a rascal. He's drinking Bud Heavies. Oh, there it is. Oh, he fell down. Oh, no. There goes his hip. But he's still climbing back onto the rascal. Here he comes. Down the stretch. Hey, Lyndon Byers.
End of message.
Good time on Friday. I enjoyed that show. And I actually enjoyed hearing some of Tyler's stoner conspiracy theories. I mean, he's a little off, I think, on some of the flat earth stuff, but it was interesting.
He came confident.
It was very interesting.
Friday, 7:16 a.m.
Hey, kid. No. I don't have a problem. EDCDA. See, I know my alphabet backwards, kid.
End of message.
Saturday,
7:18 a.m.
This one's dedicated to anybody that chose to go on a cruise in the Bahamas, now stuck in Florida because of the storm coming in. Oh, that must suck. Just like Peter Griffin said, don't go outside and actually interact with them. You don't want to meet Florida people.
End of message. Sunday, 1:39 p.m.
I guess we won't be hearing from Scott from Weymouth for a while. Last week on the Sports Hub, he promised if the spread on the Kansas City Pats game didn't drop to 2 points, he'd walk to Albuquerque. The line opened and stayed at 3. Bye-bye, Scott.
End of message.
I think those guys would prefer that the line had not changed yesterday. I think they would love to go into this game being the dogs, and they were for a little while yesterday. the Patriots were -1. They were the 1-point underdogs, but now they are the favorites by 2. I think last time I checked. So I think they would have been enjoyed the chip on the shoulder of being the underdogs again.
Monday, 4:40 a.m.
Get ready, get ready for Tom. That's right, they're going back. It's unbelievable. Frankly, I think it's nice of the New England Patriots to let the AFC participate in the NFL regular season and give them just a bit of hope in the playoffs. Best team ever. Best quarterback ever. Deal with it, Derek.
End of message.
There should be a change.org petition calling for the NFL to put the New Orleans Saints in the Super Bowl based on that horrible call. There should be one to change the name of the Super Bowl to the New England Invitational.
Yes, I like that.
Like I love, you know, the Wikipedia, the Patriots Wikipedia was updated yesterday, and it was changed to say, you know, when you look up Super Bowl, it says the Super Bowl is the Patriots' last game of the NFL season every year.
That's amazing.
I mean, it is, it's just extraordinary.
11, it's, right? 11 it is, Super Bowls now?
Yeah. And 9 for Brady and Belichick. And this era of dominance, I don't believe will ever be seen by the NFL ever again, and may not be seen by any other sport ever again.
Well, and I don't think there will ever be a quarterback that will accomplish what Brady's accomplished ever, 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 ever again.
I don't think so. I mean, what's extraordinary is when you think about time, this Super Bowl is going to be played on the same date that 17 years earlier Tom Brady was in his first Super
right.
Bowl.
Well,
that means that if you have kids who are 16, they were not alive the first time Tom Brady won a Super Bowl.
And then what was the other stat they were talking about that no other Patriot from that team, I think Brady's got him by 5 years. So the last time anyone from that first Super Bowl team
was playing?
Yeah,
was
the last
five years
guy
ago?
That, it was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
No one else is left.
6:13 a.m.
Hey, Greg. Robert Kraft here. Greg, you've been with us since the beginning. And because of that, we've decided to elect one WAAF listener as the New England Patriot Fan of the Year. So without further ado, I give you the WAAF New England Patriot Fan of the Year.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, you were expecting Scott from Weymouth? Come on. Yeah, that's right. I'm wearing my T-shirt. It says I'm Edie for pretty. And what's with Edelman? Come on. The ball didn't touch him. He looked like Bill Buckner out there. Come on. Now we're off to the Rams.
End of message.
Wait a second.
God, that was amazing.
Wait a second.
That was awesome.
Mind blown.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
Yeah.
You're telling me that Robert Kraft guy is also fake Derek the Steelers fan guy?
I don't think I can handle this.
Or do the two of them know each
other? Right. I don't know.
That was unbelievable.
I am so confused right now.
That is mind blowing. By the way, Lindy.
Yeah.
Lucid Lindy. Adam Vinatieri still playing in the NFL. Stat incorrect. Maybe you misremembered, or maybe there was
I messed up the stat. So they said Adam Vinatieri before I paid attention, and,
right?
And then they said no other Patriot is playing.
6:41 a.m.
Jesus, what was the bigger disaster this weekend? The end of the Saints game or that friggin' sports report? Good Lord, LB. Take another day off.
End of message.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Yeah, I dragged that one through the mud.
A texter says, Kraft is fake Derek. Finkel is Einhorn.
Oh, my.
Einhorn is Finkel.
7:12 a.m.
Porn researcher. How the hell did I miss that major in college?
End of message.
Right? You get paid for that?
Yeah.
All right. That's Hill Mail. Somebody calling for an instant content replay on the Robert Kraft, Derek the Steelers fan. I don't think we've ever done, and we've done a rare content replay later Well, we've never done an instant content replay.
I think this is like watching Manchester by the Sea for the second time right away. You already got the fire and the kids dying out of the way, so now you can focus on the other stuff you might have missed knowing what happened. I would like to listen more closely for the transition to try to determine whether it was a voice transition or a phone handoff.
All right, let's go ahead and do it.
6:13 a.m.
Hi, Greg. Robert Kraft here. Greg, you've been with us since the beginning. And because of that, we've decided to elect one WAAF listener as the New England Patriots Fan of the Year. So without further ado, I give you the WAAF New England Patriots Fan of the Year.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, you were expecting Scott from Weymouth? Come on. Yeah, that's right. I'm wearing my T-shirt. It says I'm Petey for Pretty. And what's with Edelman? Come on. The ball didn't even touch him. He looked like Bill Buckner out there. Come on. Now we're off to the Rams.
End of message.
Yeah. I think it's great the same effort. Guy.
That's amazing.
I don't think there was a phone transition.
No.
No.
The extra come on.
My mind is blown.
That's wow.
Same guy.
I am.
Yeah.
My whole world just got turned upside down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.